Hey everyone, Jake Carter here and welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. 5-minute idea fix. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes when you really want to say no? Like your energy's being drained by relationships that just aren't serving you anymore. Yeah, I get it. We've all been there. Today, we're diving into something super important. How to set healthy boundaries in relationships, because let's face it, a little me time is essential for everyone. Now, boundaries aren't about being cold or selfish, they're about respecting yourself and creating space for the things that truly matter. Think of them like your personal bubble, protecting your energy and well-being. When you set healthy boundaries, you're basically saying, hey, this is what works for me, and I need to honor that. It's a game changer, trust me. So, let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that'll help you level up your boundary setting skills. First things first, know yourself. What are your needs? What drains your energy? What makes you feel uncomfortable or disrespected? Get crystal clear on this because boundaries start with self-awareness. Imagine it like this. You wouldn't let a stranger walk into your house uninvited, right? Treat your own emotional space with the same respect. Next up, communicate clearly and confidently. Don't beat around the bush, be direct and honest about what you need. You don't have to be aggressive, just firm and assertive. Think of it like ordering food at a restaurant. You wouldn't hesitate to tell the waiter if something isn't right, would you? Now practice saying no. This is a big one. It's okay to decline requests that don't align with your priorities or boundaries. Remember, you are not obligated to please everyone. Saying no sometimes is actually saying yes to yourself and your well-being. You wouldn't cram your fridge full of junk food just because someone offered it, would you? Think of it the same way. Be consistent. Setting boundaries is an ongoing process, so don't get discouraged if people test them initially. Stick to your guns and remind yourself why these boundaries are important. It's like building a muscle, the more you use it, the stronger it gets. Finally, don't be afraid to walk away. Sometimes, despite our best efforts, relationships just don't work out. If someone consistently disrespects your boundaries or makes you feel uncomfortable, it might be time to distance yourself. Remember, your happiness and well-being are paramount. Imagine this. You're having dinner with a friend who keeps interrupting you and talking over you. You feel unheard and frustrated. Instead of letting it slide, you politely but firmly say something like, hey, I'd love to hear what you have to say, but I feel like I'm not getting a chance to share my thoughts. Can we take turns speaking? This sets a clear boundary and ensures that you value your own voice. See? Boundaries aren't about creating conflict, they're about fostering healthy, respectful relationships where everyone feels heard and valued. So, remember these 5 key takeaways. Know yourself, communicate clearly, practice saying no, be consistent, and don't be afraid to walk away when necessary. Now go out there and start setting those boundaries. I know you got this. Want to share your own boundary setting experiences or ask a question? Drop a comment on our social media pages, let's keep the conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Brainstorm Boost. 5-minute idea fix for daily doses of inspiration and actionable advice. Until next time. Keep brainstorming and keep boosting.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.